Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. As you may know by now, he's one of my favorites. That's from the Innocent Age album, that's Nexus. That's the first song on that album. It's outstanding. Innocent Age album. You ought to check that out. I promise you, you will not. You'll thank me if you buy that album. You'll enjoy it, I promise. I want to talk about something today in this segment. It's just you and me. I want to talk about tax filing. Today is April 15th. This is the day that you have to file your taxes. You have to either file your personal taxes or you have to file an extension, right? And if you're like me, you have a sub S corporation or an LLC, then you've already filed your corporate return on March 15th, or you filed an extension for that, which I did. And then you either, and of course, all of those earnings or losses, all that income or loss from those two things, either a sub S or an LLC, both of those flow through to your personal and go on your personal tax, which are due today, unless you file an extension, which I have already done. When you're an employee filing an individual return, most people get theirs done, right? Most of you get yours done, personal return. If you're an employee, within a few days, probably, of receiving your W-2s, your 1099s, and you might have to wait a little bit longer if you've got any K-1s from any investments or anything. You might have to wait a little bit longer. But most people go ahead and get their taxes done before April 15th. Probably the vast majority of individuals, I'm saying employees, not business owners, go ahead and get their taxes done. But when you become a business owner, especially as your business becomes larger and you got more things going on, and there are a lot of different reasons why the tax preparation and the filing process as a business owner have become more complicated and therefore takes longer. Consequently, the ability to file an extension to push your personal tax filing date to October 15th can come in pretty handy. So we wanted to know how small business owners are handling the April 15th tax filing deadline. Now, it's interesting they call it a deadline, but you know, since you can get an automatic extension for 6 months, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, they really should call it a soft line, right? It's not really a deadline, it's a soft line. So the poll results showed, when we ask our folks, you know, do you file a deadline or do you file on time? Are you going to file on the 15th? Have you already filed? And are you going to file an extension? Well, we found out that a little more than 60% of our audience have either file their plan, or they plan to file the plan by their, I should say, their return, file their return, or are filing it today by the date. 60% plus, actually. And about 38-39% said they were going to file an extension. Now, frankly, I'm kind of surprised. I thought that there would be more extension filers. I can't remember when I didn't file an extension. You know, in the old days, and I mean not that long ago, you had to, well, at first, but way back in, say, 20, 30 years ago, you had to go down to the IRS office, literally, go down there, and walk inside the office and pull a file extension form out of the rack and fill it out and mail it in. And you had to tell them why, you had to give them a reason why you need an extension, and you had to wait for the approval. Now, I was never turned down, regardless of what happened. You also had to tell them how much you thought taxes were going to be. And you I'll talk about that in a second, too. And then you could just file the return out and send it in, not wait for approval. And now, this is very important. All you got to do is go to IRS.gov. And you can do that today if you wanted to, folks. Go to IRS.gov on April 15th, no later than April 15th. Fill out Form 4868 online. Go to IRS.gov, type in 4868. Fill it out online, hit the enter key, and bada bing, bada bam, you filed an extension that for your personal return to October 15th. But you got to remember now that this extension is only for filing, not for tax paying. If you owe taxes for last year, even if you don't know how much, they want you to send in a good faith estimate of the money you owe. And by the 15th of April. Now, if you don't, they're going to charge you some interest, and they might charge you some penalty, and you have to decide which is worse. Is it worse giving up the cash today, or is it better to let them charge you some interest and a penalty? That's your decision. But they want you to pay the taxes by April 15th. So I recommend that you do what I do. Talk to your tax filing professional and let them advise you. But here's the thing. Over the years, I've asked many CPAs and some IRS people, is anything about filing an extension put you in jeopardy of getting more likely to be audited? Everyone says has nothing to do with your audit. So, folks, if you're having trouble getting it done today, don't kill yourself. File an extension. You don't have to take 6 months. You can do it in a couple of days. We'll take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.